Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, on the hotline right now, our friend Daryl McDaniel is stopping by. Run DMC, multi-platinum, over 30 million records sold. He's stopping by real quick to talk about DMCComics.com.
I'm the king of rock, there ain't none higher. Sucker MCs should call me sire. To burn my kingdom, you must choose fire. I won't stop rocking till I retire.
MC to rock around, that's right, on time is tricky. It's tricky, 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 tricky. Nothing's a backseat level. That's always undercover, and I talk to my daddy. Say, send your AC, nothing. Chew you down on a muffin, and it's sure to be a change of way.
Italian, Caucasian, Japanese. Spanish, Indian, Negro, Vietnamese. Girl, never seen or heard rhymes like these. Got them rocking in the streets and even overseas. Caught me coming out of these trenches. Shot at me, but you missed me by inches. My life, you're not gonna take mine. You lied, you're holding a fake sign. Time bombs, it's gonna explode. Big guns, it's gonna unload. We be so unbelievable. Undefeatable, we all pop evil.
I can't hear you.
Good Lord, man. If you have much more of a career, we're never going to get the interview done.
Right, I know. I'm making too many records, right?
So good, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Jerry? What's
doing great. On? Doing great, man. You. It's been forever since you made it to Kansas City, man. I know that you're releasing a new comic book. Just when is the next big Comic-Con? Were you just in New York?
Yeah, I just did October. October was the big New York City Comic-Con. And then the last week was the Los Angeles Stan Lee Comic-Con. So my next con coming up is actually the Kansas City Comic-Con.
And you're going to be in?
I'll be in town, my brother. I'll come in and see you in person.
Good, good, good. We get to spend some time together. We get caught up on everything.
Hell yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I'm making a lot of records right now, but... You know, that's the beauty about purpose, passion, and people.
Yeah.
You come together, you see what each person has to offer that will not only, you know, make your life fun and enjoyable, but if you could create situations, create products, you know, create opportunities to inspire, motivate, and, you know, even educate others, I think that's the whole fun. So I'm kind of like a monster now because I can't stop making music. And it's not just because of me. I meet a lot of creative people.
Well, that's it. That's why you and Jesse immediately became friends. It's the same. Listen, your brother's from another mother, man. You're always looking for the next thing, man. Always looking for the next thing.
Exactly. So I hope to be in a studio with Jesse and Jackal recording a new collaboration for my album this time.
Good. Good, man. And yeah, by the way, the comics are looking, every single issue looks better than the last.
Well, thank you. That's one of the things that we have going for us right now. Everybody say they're so well done. And when we set out to do this, we said we want to make sure it's done with integrity. And we want to do something that's going to bring generationally everybody, no matter where you're from, what generation, how old you are, I don't care if you're six. I don't care if you're 600 years old. We want to make a book that everybody can enjoy. If you love comics, if you love adventure, if you love storytelling, if you love art, etc.
Well, look, you've got to the place where, you know, when you talk about Run DMC, it's a legendary status. So you've got all that option inside those comic books and doing it based on that. Of really that homage to that time in music in New York City, that, you know, because it does become a legend and a romanticized time.
Exactly. You're 100% right about that. We chose the 80s, not just because I'm an 80s baby, But because when you look at the 80s, you know, hip-hop, you know, was buzzing. Hip-hop was born. But you also had punk. You also had artists, you know, Keith Haring, Basquiat. The whole New York scene, too. If you would have walked into a club like, let's say, The World or Danceteria, when you walked in and you walked into the bar scene, you would see Lou Reed. You would see the Ramones. You would see the Beasties. You would see Run DMC. You would see Grandmaster Flash. You would see Blondie. You know, people forgot that Blondie made
sure.
that song rapping about Grandmaster Flash.
Hey, dude, listen. I sat down with Handsome Dick Manitoba over at Manitoba's Bar, and
wow, and
he walked me through all the photographs on his wall, and it was all of those. It was Lou Reed and
wow.
you're right, and Debbie Harry and Joan Jett and,
yeah.
and just and I mean yep, David
Joan
Bowie.
Jett, all of them.
Yeah, it was all yep. It was, and, you know, and that guy, he's another great legend. And then, you know, headed over to and I'll be in New York at the end of this month. You know, Toad's Hall and the manager that used to we talked about this.
Toad's, oh my goodness.
So it's a really great and special time, and I hate that I missed it. You know. But it's still right. fun to walk around and reminisce about where it used to be.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, New York has changed a whole lot. For the longest, if people keep the images, the music, the art, and the style alive, it'll live on forever. It's, you know, it's pissing me off that, like, with the success that hip hop has had lately, you know, and it's funny that they want to you know, congratulate hip-hop at a time where the music is really, you know, disrespectful, a little bit immature, whatever. I can never critique another person's creativity. But it's funny how, you know, they'll twist it, they'll put a spin on it. Hip-hop's alive and rock is dead. And I'm like, how the hell could rock be dead when I just played with Sebastian Bach? I was just hanging out with Dave Navarro. You know what I'm saying? I was just hanging out with Billy Idol. I just jumped up on stage with Steven Tyler and Joe Perry. It's just funny how people who are not passionate about the purpose and the culture of each, you know, entity or whatever, each genre or whatever, they're looking at it from a popularity standpoint. Let me just tell the world.
That's the death.
Rock and roll, and hip-hop too, but rock and roll does not need the approval of people's likes and follows.
Well, that's it. Well, then, here's how you know it's the death now of what we know as hip-hop now. As it becomes a less dangerous lifestyle, and it's not a danger, and it's so accepted, and your parents aren't freaked out by it, and kids aren't 15 years old turning to it because it freaks your dad out, what do you think's going to happen?
Right.
It's going to fall away, and here comes punk rock again. Here comes angry rock and roll. Here yep. comes another yep. another version.
Yes, that's good. I said right now, rock and roll and punk and metal and all that is about to explode on everybody's head.
Yeah.
You know, and I can testify to that because most of the shows that I do, most of the gigs that I did are with, you know, real rock and metal musicians.
Well, listen, you guys were threatening and so terrifying to so many people, and it wasn't because you were singing about drugs or you're singing about violence or
right.
you're singing about, and I listen,
right.
I don't care if you do sing about drugs and violence. Music is music
right.
is music. But that being said,
yes.
what it was, you know, all of a sudden we're seeing these white kids crossing these boundaries, these imaginary boundaries,
yeah.
and loving Run DMC and Grandmaster
yep.
Flash and Sugar Hill
yep.
Gang. And then the Aerosmith
exactly.
collaboration came, and then just, Jesus Christ, what are we doing? Dogs and cats living together. And, you know,
I know.
And
it's
that
crazy,
was Johnny. Dangerous.
Say, I know, it's very dangerous. People say, yo, man, when Steven Tyler took that mic stand and knocked down that wall in that video, that didn't just happen in the video.
Yeah, of course.
That happened in the world, and a lot of people are scared of that. And, you know, that's one of the things that we can utilize the arts for in this time of political turmoil. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, music transcends it all.
The leader of our nation got everybody against everybody. No, you can eat, you can be vegan, and I can eat a steak. But we together can still make the world better for all the boys and girls and our elders.
Oh, well,
you know what?
Well, you know what used to freak people out. What really was the beginning of musical segregation was the idea that when these dance shows started happening, all of a sudden there's a TV camera, and all of a sudden you saw this pretty blonde, blue-eyed white girl from Middle America and
yep.
this good-looking black guy dancing together, and it was hot.
On camera.
And
yes,
it lost
exactly.
their minds. Lost their minds.
Yeah, I know they didn't see it as something as beauty, accomplishment, and
right.
unity,
right.
and togetherness, and power, and advancement for everybody. They were so scared of it powers that be, I'm talking about the evil powers that be, they know for a fact, no matter who it is, it could be the same people coming together or different people coming together. When people come together, no matter who they are, what they are, that's when change happens.
Sure does.
In a good way.
Yeah, and I don't think even the kids saw it as power and unity. I think they just saw it as beer and kids. They didn't see anything other than they were like, man, we'd never heard music like this, and it made us want to move our ass.
Exactly. I mean, people used to tease me when I fell in love with Pink Floyd. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, I like that guy, Pink Floyd. And some people had to say, excuse me, Daryl, Pink Floyd's the whole group.
That's it. Well, you know, that's the great thing about music. And, you know, you go to a show and just people enjoy it, and it's that simple. It's just that simple. It's a good time, man. And you're right. It's,
it's a good,
so much
it's
better.
It's great. It's about experience. I mean, and I think the thing that kind of people miss the point is, you know, in a time of albums, it was an experience. You know, going into the record store, looking through the albums, buying your favorite album, discovering a new album you didn't even go into the record store for. But you was able to take it home, open it up, read the liner notes. You know, you were wondering, who's mastering? Who's this guy, Herb Powers? Who's
sure.
the producer? Like, it was an experience. Now with digital downloading and stuff, everything is so instant that people don't get to learn the history or the story behind the music.
Right. Well, and that's, listen, I'll be in New York in 2 weeks, and the day after Thanksgiving, I'll be with my band, my buddy F'em Up Chuck, over off Bleecker Street, hitting all those record stores up on Record Store Day.
Yes, sir.
We do it like clockwork. Yes, it's a tradition, so much so, and I find this amazing. There's one record store right over off Bleecker, and I walk in, he'll go, Kansas City, and he'll remember me from the year before. It's the craziest thing.
Wow, right, it's a personal, intimate relationship. So what day are you coming?
I'll be there for I'm coming in for the parade. So I'll be there Wednesday night till Sunday.
Yo, hit me up, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man.
I'll come meet you on Bleecker. I'll definitely come see you.
Come on. I would love that, man. That would be great. I'd love to have you. I'd just like to walk around. You could and just make you tell me stories about the area.
Hell yeah, I'll definitely do that because I don't leave till the 28th.
You know what we could do, if you would like, and I know you don't drink, but they have food, is go over to Toad's Hall, you know, because the owner there, the guy managing it, was the guy who managed the Fat Boys.
Oh, my goodness. I'll roll over there with you. Let's do it.
Yeah, it'd be great. I would love that date. That'd be great.
It's a date.
It is a date. Well, man, listen, when's Comic-Con for Kansas City?
Comic-Con for Kansas City, I believe, is going to be in March. End of March or beginning of April.
Yep, it'll be here soon. And anybody, you guys, if you guys are looking at trying to find the comics we're talking about, look up dmc-comics.com, dmc-comics.com, and it's really good, man. I can't wait to see the new one.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I tell people, if you like It's Tricky and Walk This Way and Rock Box and Suck MCs, then you'll love my comic book.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Hey, it's always good to hear your voice, and I'll see you in a couple weeks, and let's really catch up over there at Toad's, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Kansas City is at the top of the rock world. I love you guys, and Johnny, you know how I feel about you. And the whole crew, good morning to y'all. I'll see y'all in person when I come to the town for the con.
I love you, man.
Girl, yeah, never seen a herd rhymes like these. Got them rocking in the streets and even overseas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.